That is a chair. That is a couch. That is a Astrovan.
It's my Astrovan.
The Chili Peppers song?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That should be our new segment. I sing a song I barely know, and you guys. It's something that maybe you know.
Good.
It's my Astro Train, actually. Is what I normally sing for that song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fucking Astro Train. I love him. Get out of me. Hey, you guys. I'm not a taxi.
Oh, man.
Stop transforming into Devastator inside of me. It makes no sense.
When we went to Target yesterday, Spencer saw the new police car one or whatever. He's like, actually, I showed it to him. He said, I already saw a police car transformer in the cartoon Prowl. I watched on your DS.
Prowl?
Yes.
Prowl's not in the new movie, is he?
I don't know.
He is. Maybe. No, he wasn't in that cartoon thing. That would make sense. He was an actual police car.
Right.
You know, it was kind of, you know, and the more I think about that cartoon, the more it kind of makes sense, because, like, each Transformer, each Autobot anyway, kind of had his own power.
Yeah.
Like, Hound had the holograms.
Yeah,
Mirage
yeah.
Mirage could go invisible. And, I don't really know who else had the special thing. Smokescreen had a smokescreen. Right? Sideswipe and who was the yellow Lamborghini? Sunstreaker? Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys, their power, they were gay. Maybe they didn't all have powers, but a lot of them did.
Didn't
Trailblazer have a thing? Jazz had the speakers that came out and he could do stuff with his tunes.
Jazz could make all the sound effects.
Lost the beeps, the sweeps, and the creeps.
Whoa. It's a good bird, babe.
And, what else? Who else had a power? Blue Streak was a puss?
Yeah. Blue Streak was the beachhead.
Beachhead?
Yeah.
Yeah, Beachhead doesn't have a puss, wasn't he?
Yeah.
It's a cobra. Ooh, yeah, ooh. He was Tony Danza. Tony Danza should play Beachhead in the movie.
Is there anything, is there any buzz about a G.I. Joe movie? Is there anything, is anyone talking about a G.I. Joe movie? Is anyone making a G.I. Joe movie?
No, but if they do, it should totally be the original dudes. Right? Grand Slam and Flash and Zap.
No.
Grunt.
No.
Yeah, it should totally be those guys. Oh, it totally should.
No.
Why not?
Barf.
Why?
Because it's so regular.
Hey everybody, it's Five vs. Five Podcast for Friday, 29th of June, 2007, episode 129.
And we're back.
Why the fuck not?
Yeah, are we doing it right now?
Sure. So G.I. Joe movie, what, you don't want the original guys?
Is this on?
Yeah.
No, I don't want the original guys, no.
You want Mainframe and Beachhead and Dial Tone?
Well, I mean, less so than...
You want Law and Order and Chuckles and Jinx?
Chuckles. I tell you, gotta have a roadblock.
Repeater, Tunnel Rat, and...
Roadblock, but I pray to you, sweet Jesus, do not give me fucking Samuel L. Jackson as goddamn Roadblock.
He's not buff enough. You need a huge dude.
Yeah. What's that guy? Who's in all the movies?
Ving Rhames?
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
As Roadblock?
Sure.
You know, that would work.
He'll shoot polish. Except...
No. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. There's no such thing. Like, don't worry about the racial. Like, Roadblock, his thing wasn't that he was black. It didn't really matter.
That's right.
It was that he rhymed all the time.
And he was Cajun and a chef.
Yeah.
That
so
was his big thing.
It doesn't, you know, necessarily mean he had to be black.
It's funny that they will take a showgram.
Mm-hmm.
And make a new version of a showgram out of it. And they'll blacken up the cast if they had to. They'll be like, oh, you know what? Nobody was black on this. So we're just going to make one of these characters black.
Yeah.
Good boy.
And one of them's going to be a woman instead, and also Asian. There, two birds, one stone.
But if they remade Sanford and Son now.
Yeah, and made it white, the white version? Or the white version of Jefferson's?
Right. Well, huh.
And the lead would be played by Hunter Hearst Helmsley?
Yeah. I don't want to talk about wrestling.
Sorry, dude. It's okay. Why not?
Hubert H. Humphrey, you can say. That's the because it's the Triple H Metrodome here.
Did you? Oh, really? Yeah. Did you hear? Never mind.
Okay. Yeah, it's good.
Does it really upset you?
Well, sure. Only because I have kids. I don't have a championship belt.
No. The incident was totally fucked, obviously. Yeah. But, like... What?
Nothing. Every time you say fucked, I think of the trailer park boys.
Oh, God. You guys are fucked. Yeah. You guys are all fucked. No, but it was totally funny how, like... Not funny. Like, just retarded how they did the, like, tribute show. And then the next day they're like, oh, shit. We were wrong, and we're not going to talk about it anymore. But the show must go on. That's the way everyone would have wanted it to be.
Right.
And they just sort of, like, brush everything under the carpet and just, like... If we don't go on...
Under the mat.
The terrorists would have won. Yes, sorry. Under the apron.
Yeah.
But I don't watch the wrestling right now.
No, I wouldn't want...
Ever, really.
Zap and Bubblegum and... What's the other guy?
You don't like those guys, huh?
Well, you think, I like them, okay, but...
That's like first generation. Second generation would be like Duke and Flint and Lady J and Roadblock. Those guys. That would be a good one.
And Hoblet. I'm Scarlet.
The first... Scarlet was from the first series.
Yeah. Though. Lady J was the next batch, wasn't she?
Yes. Yeah. And,
Sweet Lady J.
I like how she had a hat in the toy, and then she never wore a hat in the show.
She was a Zatanna resculpt, I believe. When Zatanna was in superpowers.
My sister had, the Lady J figurine. What the fuck?
It's because it's a girl. It's a girl who had the toy. Can't quite call it a doll, or it weakens the whole line. So
that's totally weird,
man. There's some stewardess action right there.
No, yes, don't put that. She had that like javelin gun, like harpoon tang thing.
God.
I don't know. It was totally. They just sort of redid her for the cartoon. They're like, oh no, fuck that. She doesn't have a hat.
Yeah.
She throws the javelins for some reason. I don't know what the hell that was all about.
I know. What? Because if you're going to animate a thrown javelin, you only have to animate it once and you can just move it. But if you're going to animate string, then you have to animate every frame.
String?
Rope. Whatever.
No, but she had a gun. It was like a javelin gun thing.
Javelin gun.
Well, I don't know what the hell.
What was she, a fucking marine biologist?
Something like that. I don't know. But that's weird that my sister had that figure. Probably like, hey, play with your brothers. Here's the girl figure that you can use.
Now you can play.
We had like almost all of them. We had Scarlet and we also had Covergirl.
And Jinx? Minx?
No Jinx.
Madge Butt.
What?
Madge Butt. Did you have, you had the Baroness there?
Yeah.
Did you have the huge glasses one or the really, really, really huge glasses one?
I don't know the difference.
I think there's two different Baronesses with the same...
Didn't know.
The different heads. But yes, if you're just, making a movie...
And this is the show. We can't stop talking about G.I. Joe.
Yeah, what... Didn't we end the last show by like, can we just stop talking about G.I. Joe? And then we're like...
No, we can't.
We had so much good stuff going on, we started up another show, because, like, we can't stop.
You know what? I don't worry about it, because...
Oh, babers! Oh, no. We gotta take a commercial break, dude.
Okay.
Hungry! Hungry Jack!
Want some biscuits before you go camping?
Yeah, hope they're the big ones, Ma.
Big! They're nothing but.
These are Hungry Jack biscuits. Why, they bake up all big, hot, flaky, and delicious.
I tell you, they're big enough to fill up even a king-size appetite.
More, Ma.
That's my Hungry Jack. Bet you got one, too.
Hungry, Hungry Jack. They gobble them down and the plate comes you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join our club. If you like a lot of chocolate
on your biscuit, join our club.
If you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join our club.
Head.
Tail, yaar.
जीत के लिए किस्मत ही नहीं हिम्मत भी चाहिए और जीतने के लिए जरूरी है हेड से टेल तक टाइगर की एनर्जी
दूध कैल्शियम और ग्लूकोज के साथ टाइगर बिस्किट
है कोई मेरे टाइगर जैसा
टाइगर बाय ब्लू
I'm a bear.
Yeah.
Whew. Nice catch, Blanco Nino.
Don't put missiles in your ear, okay? Everyone?
All right. What if they're missile tits?
Don't put missiles in your ears at all, no matter what kind of missiles they are or where they're from. Whew, that was...
And now we know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yes?
I don't...
What do you want?
I don't remember.
You were talking about what era of G.I. Joe the movie would be.
Really?
Weren't you? I don't know. No, I was saying how if people don't like the fact that we're always talking about G.I. Joe and Transformers...
What? They don't?
They can stop downloading the show. But clearly, they do enjoy it.
Oh, I don't know.
We got three dudes going, hey, yeah, I remember that. And we got three dudes going, don't know what that is.
That's right, because they didn't have G.I. Joe in Australia, did they?
Nope.
Man, what do they have instead?
They got Action Squad Task.
Oh, right. Master Force. Duty Squad.
What?
Huh. Well, maybe we should stop talking about G.I. Joe.
Alright.
I mean, like, that's our core audience right there, and we just alienate them every time.
It's true.
But they've seen it now, right? I mean, come on. It's the internet.
Alright.
They could internet it. Eh?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't know.
What else we got?
What else? I don't know. It's not Friday yet. I don't know what happened.
What?
I don't know what's happening yet.
You blew it. You blew it.
What?
Hmm?
Oh, like they don't know. Everyone knows what's up.
Okay.
We record the shows in monthly batches.
Yep.
So what did you eat on Thursday?
Sandwich.
Hey, you don't got to work now for a bunch of whole bunches. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You got plans?
Long weekend.
You digging some holes?
I don't know. I don't know what the plan is. No plan.
No plan.
Chill out. No plan.
Whack. I'm going to a sushi buffet on Saturday.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You get long weekend next weekend?
I don't think it, no. I don't think so.
How does it work?
I don't think it does work.
They don't form it into a weekend. They just give you the day, whatever day it falls
what
on.
What day is it on this year? The Thursday?
Wed.
Wed? Yeah, forget it. Yeah, nothing. There's no finagling anything out of that.
Yeah.
Except that I already have Wednesday off, so.
Yeah, well, that's good. But normally, if you did work, say if it fell on a Thursday, would you get the day off?
Well, I would get the day off. Me, personally, whatever day it was, I'd be like,
but
I gotta go to fireworks with the family, so I'm not gonna work tonight. But I think if it happens on a Friday, you could get the day off. If it happens on a Thursday, you'd have to ask, but I think a lot of people would be flaking out on Friday. It's like, oh, I was up all late watching the fireworks.
Yeah, right.
You know.
See, in Canada, like, they give you the day off. There's certain days that it's just like, unless you work in a 7-Eleven or a restaurant or things like that, it's like, the day off, usually.
Really?
And then if it falls on, like, a Wednesday or something, sometimes they'll just be like, okay, we're going to work on Wednesday, but you'll get Friday off instead or something.
Well, that's cool.
We're very into our days off here.
I can
dig it. Enough of them.
You know, in the France there, mm-hmm. they got a 35-hour work week. And
sweet.
Yeah.
That's basically what I got.
Yeah, me too. But, I mean, it's like the national deal there. But there's all this, like, international pressure for them to, like, knock it off.
Why?
They think that everyone should work 40-hour a week. Like, all of us Americans,
why?
Like...
Who decided? Doc?
We're like, oh, that's why your economy's so bad, because you're taking 5 hours off a week. You gotta buckle down, and your economy will get better. What?
Yeah.
It's just, that's just another hour for people to fucking smoke, talk on the phone, and not work, check out the snack machine. Or, sorry, wine machine.
You know what I got in the snack machine last night?
What?
I got a Cornetto. It was actually a Scornetto.
Wow.
It was a score bar one. Yeah, have you had that before?
I don't know any of those words.
I thought maybe we'd talk about ice cream bars that we have in Canada that we don't have in Australia.
Scornetto.
It wasn't really called that, but it's like a Cornetto. Or a drumstick, if you will. But it's a score. You know what a score bar
is? You have an ice cream machine at work?
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have a vending machine that's chips on one side, like chips and chocolate bars on one side, and the other side is all refrigerated stuff.
Really?
So you can get ice cream. There's a whole bunch of different kinds of ice cream in there. And they also have, like, TV dinners and, like, frozen burritos and stuff like that.
TV dinners, huh?
Yeah, like a frozen...
How much of that?
Macaroni and cheese or something.
How many is those?
How much? I don't know, probably like $4 or $5.
Or what? I can't imagine putting that much money in a fucking vending machine.
Yeah, well, it takes bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And then they also have on the dry side, unrefrigerated side, they have like noodle, pot noodles and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty nice. And then there's another one. There's one of those rotating machines.
Ooh.
You know? With the little slide out. You slide the plastic thing, you take your thing out of the compartment, and it rotates all around.
Don't slip.
Why not?
Because then you're fucked.
Okay. What?
Well, I was trying to get something out of the one at the hospital one time, and when I was opening the door, I wasn't expecting there to be so much spring tension, and the door just went,
oh, yes.
Zip up! And you, like, fuck, that was...
You lose. Please try again.
Yeah, totally.
It was like a, yeah. They should just make a crane machine.
Yeah, crane snack machine would be good.
Pull snacks out of, and you're like, oh, I really want those Doritos. Hopefully I can get them.
Yeah. Do you know what the deal is
if
with
you
that?
Go for something...
Have you seen the secret science behind the crane machines and why it's so fucked?
No. No.
It's got a counter on the inside, and only every so often does it even have the fucking grip strength to pull anything up.
That's awesome.
So if you play it 60 times in a row or whatever and just, you know, have it.
That's some fucking carny science right
there. Yeah, totally. Some bullshit. So there's, I saw like a fucking, I don't know, YouTube or .org or one of those videos on words.
Oh, on internet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. On how to beat that shit. It's like, oh, you want to win at crane machine? Here's all you have to do.
Put in $20.
Fucking, no, just hang out next to one and then count how many people are between the winners. What?
that's
going to cost me like... In man hours, powers is like,
yeah,
fuck no.
Yeah.
I'm just going to the fucking store.
What's your time worth?
I will go buy a goddamn stuffed animal.
Well, and also that. When was the last time you saw anything good in those things?
I forget what holiday it was.
There must be like a premium one or something, right? Where you put it, it costs like $5 to play, but you can get like a Sega tape out of it or something.
Maybe. Ah, Sega tapes.
Did you ever find out if there was a place to buy Sega tapes?
No. I don't really have any to get rid of.
So
I
mean,
that was all.
No. I got some Coleco tapes.
I have a few Sega games, but I'm not really looking to get rid of any of that shit. Yeah.
Right. Oh, no. So the score.
Yeah, Cornetto. Scornetto.
Drumstick Cornetto thing. It has score bits on top.
Okay.
You know, score bar, for those who don't know, is like, it's like a Heath, it's like a Heath bar, isn't it?
It's very much like a Heath bar. But they're,
it's like toffee, hard,
hard toffee with chocolate on the outside.
Thin with chocolate, yeah, that's it. Great, it's excellent. And
well, one of them's smooth on the bottom, one of them's textured on the bottom. The chocolate is different colors.
Yeah. But the thing had that on top, and had chocolate, and it has like a core all the way down of caramel. What's she doing? You got a phone?
Yeah. My phone's catamaring at me. Keep going about the Scornetto and how good it was.
I'm just grooving so hard to that song.
It was good.
Yeah, and it has a nice little core of caramel all the way down, and the bottom of the cone is just filled with caramel.
Okay.
Yeah, and the cone is chocolate lined.
I dig it.
And it, you know what? It's so good because it stops the cone from getting so soggy.
But how's the last little bit of the cone? Yes.
So it's twice as, it's increased by 30%.
You know what they ought to do? Is just sell cone tips. They should just sell cone tips in a sack.
and then a cereal.
Spy versus Pie sack of cone tips. Since 2006.
Fuck. All right.
Are we done? We're still going? Do we talk about anything?
This is a clip show. Wondering why it's so segmented. Yeah, totally. And weird. It's all the leftovers.
I almost went and answered my fucking phone.
This is Fridge, the show. We just all the scrapings and leavings. Yeah.
We had a lot. It was a busy week. We had a lot to a lot of follow up. Yeah, yeah. This is just pieced together from everything we say once we say the thing. Once it's over,
that's the way we get away with only having a 30-hour podcast week.
That's right.
Wait, what?
So we can drink our wines and take our siestas.
Oh yes. Oh man, cheese vending machine.
Oof. Speaking of, oh my god. Yeah, man.
Cheese at the buffet.
We got this backpack, you know, this backpack that we tote around to all events because it's full of diapers. Mm-hmm. We call it a diaper bag, but it's not. It's a fucking Jansport backpack. And I went and opened it up yesterday because we were gonna go cruising. Baby didn't poop yesterday in the morning, so I was like, I should bring a diaper with me because there's probably going to be some poop explosion on our little jaunt.
Sure.
But I didn't want to lick around with like 50 of them and all the other stuff that's in the diaper bag. I open it up, and it's just like fucking vinegar fog, man. It's just rank. Just, oh. There's a little bit of juice, fruit juice, that had spilled inside of a plastic bag in there, and then it's been sitting in there for fucking 2 weeks. And just fermenting. So it just, ugh. Oh, bahaba.
So you drank it?
No, I got some on my hand. My hand just stunk, and I washed the hell out of my hand. My hand still stunk, and I'm going to wash my hands. I'm like, I don't even like washing my hands. I'm like, oh, my hands are bad. It's just bad. It just smelled so horrible. But see, like, I didn't know what the smell was when I got it on me. I was just, like, starting to panic. I was just like, it's a mystery funk. It's liquid mystery funk. Oh, God. You know? And then I told Heather. She's like, oh, there's probably some juice in there. And I guess, oh, yeah, juice would ferment and then make the, yeah, okay, fine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Growing mushrooms in there.
But all my tasty black soybeans are also in there, and maybe now they're slightly less tasty. I don't know.
The ones that your mom made you?
No, the ones that I brought to the zoo, not the soybean sandwich. Oh. Some smudge. Yeah. No. What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I got the Katamari theme on my phone there.
Now I want it.
And I wanted to use the beginning of... you know, of that song, but the actual, like, audio of it. You know?
No. Like, the real...
Yeah, yeah, because that's a MIDI file. Okay. I wanted to use, like, you know, the actual sound. You know, I have the soundtrack on my computer, so I chopped it up, made the little thing, and I got the Bluetooth thing to interact with my phone and all that shit, and I went ahead and uploaded the fucking MP3, the exact ring I wanted, to my phone, and I go to my little My Sounds thing on my screen, on my phone, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's fucking grayed out. Like, oh, nope, can't pick this as a ring.
Why?
Because my fucking cell phone folks sell ringtones.
Don't want you to do it.
They don't want you to do it. They sell their own ringtones. You get it. I found out I can use Super and shit and make like a fucking 3GP file out of it. Turn the video off and this and that. Upload it to videos. And I did that and it only worked for like 1 second. Only 1 second of the ring worked. So, you
know. That's retarded.
Yeah, I've been working on it for like 2 hours And then I was like, man, this is a fucking colossal waste
of time. Maybe you should install Linux on your phone.
I know. I wish there was some way I could just take all the T-Mobile junk out of it because I don't use any of it. I just want to be able to make whatever stupid little rings
I want. And then hook it up for Skype, am I right?
Oh. Whoa. Yeah, totally. Mm. I might be able to Skype from my phone. I don't know. I got the Bluetooth dingle dangle, so I could possibly be able to do it. I don't know.
Just can't stand touching my dongle.
Yeah.
Got a new DVD burner.
That's what I heard.
Finally. Yeah. I'm going to fucking burn some stuff, free up some hard disk space. Be good times.
Hard disk.
Yeah. I was thinking about putting that money towards a new hard drive, though. Just like, oh, why don't I just get a 500 gig hard drive?
They're only like $100.
Exactly. And the burner was like $50. So I'm like, yeah, that's not like a lot.
You know, I did read a very detailed and calculated report on, I believe it was thewired.com a little while ago about...
Yeah.
Yeah, about... it is more economical to just buy drives than to
Things and things. It makes more sense. But then there's the issue of like, well, maybe I want to burn a PlayStation game, you know? Maybe I want to burn something on a disc to give to somebody. Yeah. As opposed to just having it,
you just buy a hard drive.
What makes
if you're going to invest in that relationship enough to like give something to somebody, You might as well just say, well, I'm external. Going to give you 500 gigs of data over the course of time, so I'm just going to, when this drive is full, I'll give it to you, then you can.
Yeah, what makes more sense, though, is those little USB flash drives.
Oh, yeah, those things are getting ginormous.
Yeah, you can get like a 4 gig one for like whatever, 40, 50 bucks, or yeah, whatever it is. And then it's reusable. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. That kind of makes a bit more sure. sense. But basically, I needed a DVD burner because, well, mine didn't work. I want to be able to rip CDs, obviously. But it's less and less call for actually having a disk drive anymore.
Yes. We got this machine at the work. We just bought it. It, oh, shit. It automatically, like, cuts and folds channel letters, not folds, but like, you know, the, you know, metal signs, the lights inside and everything in front of restaurants and all that shit, plastic mm-hmm. front metal sides channel letters.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It yeah. it measures and does the all the notches for when you're gonna fold that shit up to like you know, make the sign. Does it automatically.
Can you
pretty fancy.
can you use it for paper craft?
I bet you could. I mean, you could, yeah, but it's gotta be Alumacraft.
Okay,
but
nice.
The whole thing runs on a fucking 3.5-inch floppy. I mean, like, anything you're going to make, you have to put it in a fucking 3.5-inch floppy. And, like, half of our computers do not have that drive. And
I have one. I don't remember the last time I used it.
I'm not even sure if mine has one. But
I used it to install AOL.
Ben called me and he was like, hey, do you got any 3.5-inch disks? What?
Can you buy them anywhere anymore?
What?
Yeah.
And I thought maybe I did, like, you know, with some old, you know, asbestos fucking oven mitts and...
yeah. And you were like, wow, they make DVDs that small now?
Right, man.
Oh, yeah, mini ones.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have any idea where to even look for one. It's just my house. I'm sure, you know, it exists, but... So I said, no, Ben, I don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a giant machine. Yeah, giant, that's weird, giant, huge, it's, you know... I don't think I'm supposed to know how much it costs, so I won't say. But
I remember when, you know, when Macs started not having disk drives anymore.
Yeah.
And they were just like, oh, fuck that. And then everyone was like, no! No!
My tiny, tiny data. It's like, yeah. I can retype
drives or whatever.
A meg and a half.
The zip drive was like, wow, it holds 8 times as much as a regular floppy disk. Sweet. And then they're like, ah, this is fucking bullshit, too. They got rid of those.
And, I do have a zip drive in my
now,
computer. I've been passing it along from computer to computer. I just
yeah. Well, my dad has a 5.25-inch floppy disk at home.
Yeah,
disk drive. It's just like sitting on the shelf, and he has like a case of old floppy, some probably pretty sweet Commodore 64 games.
Nice.
And it's like, why do you have this? What good is it? And you can't sell it. No one wants it.
I guess
those disks are probably all demagnetized and don't do anything anymore.
That's the size that CDs fit into, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not talking about the big, like, 10-inch or whatever, you know, the super, super jumbo
laser
floppy
disk.
You remember those? You
no,
those,
5.25-inch right? is just like the, you know.
Yeah.
Like
the old
DOS,
standard, yeah.
Like old,
those, yeah. I guess you can slice them open, then CDs fit perfectly in them. And they're all velvety on the inside because, you know, they're made that way soft to protect the...
Right, but why bother?
Well, some people have, like, some bands have, like, discs. Like, that's how they sell it.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, it's clever. I like that.
It's okay. It's alright.
I would want to sell a CD that was on a spool of blanks, and you go ahead and you buy it, and it's 50 albums.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And no art. I don't care about that shit anymore. You know what I don't care about
fucking
anymore?
Fucking anything.
Only one thing I care about. My penis.